Dice in Progress.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Dice in Progress, an actual play RPG podcast where each season we select a different system and GM to explore an adventure in a new world. Today we will be playing Heroes of the Stars, written by Layhart and published by Red Star Games, set in the 2015 reboot of Bionicle. My name is Sarah Fragon, my pronouns are she, her, and I will be your GM today.
Hi, I'm Melody. My pronouns are she and they in varying measures, and I play Malice.
I am Marceline. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Borella.
And my name is Catherine. I'm playing Tap Dax, and my pronouns are she, they.
The vegetation of the swamp finally clears, and you find yourselves on the edge of a tall crag overlooking a large valley of reddish-brown dirt. The ground is sopping wet, the loose soil made soft by a recent rainstorm. An Okoshan village sits in its basin, dotted with thatched roof huts. A team of workers mine a distant cliff face, carting buckets of dirt down to furnaces of a brickyard. Yet more laborers load finished bricks into a carriage, presumably to cart off somewhere else. A merchant sits nearby, peddling his wares. Children are playing, throwing balls of mud at each other. In the center of the village sits one building larger than the rest, and beside it appears to be a tall statue of some warrior. You have arrived at the Village of Clay. What would you like to do?
So, nobody here looks any sort of concerned.
They don't even notice you.
I doubt that. We are a very odd bunch.
Right.
You're at the top of a tall cliff.
Oh, right.
Kind of looking over.
Mm.
It's kind of down there in the valley.
Do we see any way to get down off of said cliff?
Give me an aware check, Malice.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck is going on with this dice. That's a 12 total.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, mine's going in the jail after this.
Alright. You see ladders on the cliff face by the miners, which you could use to climb down. If you don't feel like climbing down the cliff face itself.
Could I... While they're, I assume they're going to take the ladder. If they take the ladder, can I, like, use my stone power to effectively build an elevator?
I suppose you could. It'll take one of your elemental reserves to do so.
Wait, hang on. Could I actually do it with all three of us, or would that take more?
It's automatic if you do it by yourself. If you want to take all three, I'm going to make you roll.
I'm not hopping on that shit. I'm going down the ladder.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking the ladder.
Okay, then it's just going to be me.
I call upon the element of stone.
Alright. Tat Dax, Borella, you wander over to the ladders while Malice here goofs around with their elemental powers. We'll start with Malice, just because you're off on your own. You lower yourself down to the base of the valley. Are you just going to wait on your teammates?
Yes, I'm going to wait on my teammates. Malice cannot enter a situation normally. He has to either fall in, or he has to, you know, do something showy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The other two of you, what you doing?
I'm going to be the first one to take a step onto the ladder and just kind of like, test and see if it's going to break or not. I mean, it's a packed village. I would assume it's a well-built ladder.
It does not break. However, the Okoshans are startled by your sudden appearance. Both of you, roll charm.
Oh, no.
Please do not mess this up.
And...
am I going to have to bail them out?
Roll to 10! Hell yeah!
Okay, good.
You're going to have to bail me out because I rolled a 3.
That's fine. You just had to both not get below a 5. If both of you did, you'd be in trouble, but...
okay.
All right. The miners just kind of stare up at you. Curious. What y'all gonna do?
What direction was the merchant from where we're standing?
You're working your way down the cliff face where these folks are working and you're interrupting them. The merchant is down by the brickyard where they're loading that cart up.
Okay.
You can kind of see a cart of his own.
Am I with them or?
Nope. You're just like hanging down at the basin. So you're just kind of watching from a distance as they wander down the ladder.
Hey, I'm going. I'm meeting our companion.
Okay, so you're just kind of ignoring the villagers and wandering down?
Are there not villagers in the basin?
Yeah, they're just kind of staring at y'all.
Given the level of people in the town, I'm going to like nervously like be like, hi, pardon, I just need to, excuse me, if you don't mind, I just got to get through here. Like, right. Very politely, lightly tapping, like, excuse me if you don't mind.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just gonna stroll through.
All right, the miners get that kind of slightly annoyed look that happens when you, you're in a movie theater and somebody, like, has to shuffle along an entire row to, go to the bathroom.
I'd rather him just attacked me.
You know how that is. But other than that, they're not particularly perturbed and they go back to work. And you head down the rest of the ladders and meet up with Malice. The three of you are now in the village. What would you like to do?
First words out of my mouth are, well, you're quite the showman for your stoic presentation. a little bit annoyed.
I don't trust ladders.
Malice, did you remember to cross off one of your elemental reserves for that little trick?
Yes, I already did.
Okay. All right. You're hanging out in the village of Clay. Lots of people around, lots of stuff to do. Which way are you headed?
Me personally, I would like to just kind of beeline for the merchant.
All right. You're going straight to the merchant. Lots more Akoshan workers just kind of stare at you as you wander through the village, but seems like you're here with real purpose. So let me go ahead and pull up in chat.
Speaking of, the image of the gorilla never came through on my end.
Did it not?
No, I checked my phone and PC.
Did it not show up in the stream chat?
Mm-hmm. There we go. Oh, that is terrifying. That anyway. Anyway, we're gonna skip past that now. Okay. Okay, good. I have all the wares. Right. Also precious. What a precious character.
Near the brickyard, a traveling merchant sits at a makeshift booth in front of his small, well-worn cart. He finishes bartering with one of the villagers and turns his attention to you. Greetings, adventurers. Care to shop my wares?
Oh, gladly. Let's see. What am I specifically after here? Also, might I add, you have a lovely shop here.
While you're figuring things out, are you normally from around here?
Are you talking to the merchant?
Yeah.
You could say I'm from everywhere. You could say I'm from nowhere. I've seen many places and sold my goods to many adventurers before you. But I think the three of you are going to go far. And he gives you a knowing wink.
At least someone's confident in us today.
Being more direct, you're new in town as well.
I don't live here, if that's what you're asking. Just passing through.
Gotcha.
I had a sense somebody might be here looking to shop, and so I made myself available.
Lovely timing. I kind of interject into the conversation just a little bit, not quite interrupting, but, like, not giving much time for silence in between. I was like, would you happen... How much are your light stones?
Light stones are 2 dull. A piece.
All right. Let me see. I would like one of those, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Go ahead and add that to your inventory and cross out 2 dull crystals from your wallet. Let me look up real quick for you how much space, inventory space, those take up. Light stones take up 4. Anybody else looking to purchase anything?
The bitch broke, so.
Malice just looks at him and goes, is there a village elder or somebody we could talk to, expedite this whole process?
Oh, certainly. Every village has an elder.
Okay, do you know where?
No, I don't live here. Just passing through.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I got about the same amount of useful out of him.
I put my head into my hands, just shaking back and forth at the lack of information traded. And I was like, here, I'll take care of this. And I'm going to look around for the nearest worker or miner for it.
While you're standing right next to the brickyard, let me find that. A crew of villagers scurry about the brickyard. Some are working the forges, struggling to get a fire going. Others are piling a heap of their finished bricks onto a transport carriage. The Akoshan foreman looks rather stressed.
I'm going to approach the foreman.
Okay. The foreman says the recent rain has soaked their forges, preventing them from starting a fire to make new bricks. The cart they're loading has the last of their supply, and they will run behind, meeting the demand for more.
I politely ask, I have a few questions for you if you have a moment to spare. We just need a little bit of information and we'll be out of your way.
Well, it's not like I can get much work done right now. What would you like to know?
Would you happen to have, like, a, or where, rather, where would your, like, village leader and whatnot be? So we are kind of in a bit of a rush.
Oh, Kama? He lives in that big round hut over there. And he kind of points you out in a direction.
I look over my shoulder to Tatdak. That's how you get your information. And then I just say, thank you, that's all we had. And then step back in case anybody else wishes to speak.
Anybody else want to talk to the foreman?
No.
I just start walking in the direction he pointed.
Okie dokie. Everybody headed over to the big building?
That is correct.
You pass by several small huts, the large statue, and then enter a large round hut and find what looks like a library. The earthen walls are carved out with shelves to hold hundreds of books and scrolls. A pit in the center is filled with light stones, illuminating the whole space. A desk is covered in pages of messy scribbles, mostly calendars and shipping itineraries. An elderly Akoshan sits in a worn wooden chair, casually writing in a leather-bound journal. Your entry catches his attention, and he turns to speak. Ah, visitors! We don't get those very often. What brings you to our humble village today?
Our feet.
You're a funny one, aren't ya? Come, sit. He gestures at some chairs.
I step out of the doorway and take one of the first seats.
You're a little large for it. It's a Akoshan sized, but you manage to squeeze in there.
Oh, come on, y'all. Don't be rude. I whisper under my breath.
Malice begrudgingly takes a seat.
Same.
My name is Kama, the elder of the Village of Clay. How can I help you, travelers?
I will let either Malice or Tatdak take the lead on this conversation.
Oh boy.
I forget. Why? Quick question. I forgot. Why are we here?
On this island or this village?
You know, we could get philosophical with it if we want.
What? People have been asking that question for thousands of years.
Mata Nui be damned.
Wrong timeline.
Oh, shit. Right. Wrong one. Oh, right. The village. Sorry. It's there. Listen, it's been a day. There have been a lot of snakes and gorillas since then.
Oh my, sounds dangerous. I'm glad I'm not the one adventuring out there.
Yeah, it's a real crapshoot. There was a village we landed at, next to the dock that, for lack of a better term, had been incredibly abandoned.
Oh, dear.
You wouldn't happen to know anything about that.
Well, I'm not quite sure. I haven't heard anything from their elder in quite some time. I knew that there was a scheduled visit from the palace guards. And since then, I haven't heard from their elder since. Normally, us elders all keep in touch, so this is rather concerning. I'm wondering if you found anything yourself. After all, it's not like any of us can go out there to investigate.
I jump up remembering having something in my bag that I pull out, but I don't speak on it. I just wait until after the conversation.
Well, we found a child. The dock worker, the ship captain is,
Oh my, you didn't leave him there, did you?
Ship captain has them. Did we ever decide them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
He, they.
Oh, okay. Hey, like me. No wonder we connected.
Hey.
But, they're with the ship captain. Ship captain's taking good care of them.
You mean you left that child with a stranger?
Stranger who can get the child out of here if things get hairy.
Would you rather have us left the child alone?
Or better yet, would you rather of us drag the child through the dangers to get here?
Certainly not. After all, it's forbidden for us to travel in the wilds.
You don't have anything else that's listed as forbidden, do you? Just to make sure we don't, cause any extra problems?
Well, ever since the king disappeared, a royal decree from the prince and princess stated that we weren't allowed to travel the wastelands for our own safety. After all, there's lots of dangerous beasts and other things out there.
You've mentioned royalty twice now.
Oh yes, of course.
I sit up with
we're
the
box. We're from out of town. You want to educate us a little bit more?
Well, at the northernmost end of the island is the palace. Our old king was the descendant of a great warrior from the island of Okoto, and helped us build our whole island into what it is today. But several years ago, he disappeared, and since then, the prince and princess have taken over, and while they seem rather strict, they are looking out for our safety. All they demand is we stick to our villages, and we export our goods as needed to the other villages and to the palace.
Wouldn't happen to be any information on how said king disappeared. I hope I'm not overstepping and asking.
Well, the last we heard, he was sent out questing. He liked to do that a lot. A real adventure, possibly like yourselves.
Fitting.
I'm not an adventurer, I'm a hunter.
Yeah. He's not the greatest conversationalist, it's okay.
Whatever you say.
Also, I found this box in one of the huts. Would you happen to know anything about the insignias on it, or about the lock mechanism itself? Just kind of curious, it sounds like we've got a light object in here of some variety.
Well, he has a look at it. I've never seen this one before, but it looks to be some sort of puzzle box. Here, maybe I can get the first couple of moves worked out.
I hand it over.
He fiddles around with the puzzle box for a bit and gets one or two little panels to sort of pop open. He continues fussing with it for a few more minutes, but doesn't seem to be making any more progress. Well, that's about the best I think I can do, but maybe this will help get you started, he says. In the future, any more attempts that you make to open the puzzle box, give yourself +2.
Got it. Thank you. That's all. That's more than enough. It was further than when we started. So appreciated.
Certainly. Feel free to come back and ask if you have any other questions.
Malice has one more question to ask.
Okay.
Y'all don't happen to have any of those specific ideals about masks being inherently evil, do you?
Well, there are the masks of the Makuta. Legends state that he forged masks of multiple elements, eventually combining them all into one of ultimate power. It destroyed not only the entire island, but himself and all of his minions. It is forbidden to combine elements in a mask. But our village has no mask makers anyhow, so it's not much of a concern to us.
Malice just kind of snarls a little bit.
The Elder is a little bit too out of it to tell.
Good.
And I give Malice like a sort of like, not a glare, but like a side eye, just kind of like paying attention to maybe get a clue as to why it was asked.
Oh, Malice reveals absolutely nothing. Malice is just sitting there stoic.
As he often does.
Often. All right, so does anyone else have any questions here, or shall we just go ahead and make our way?
Make your way where?
Downtown, walking fast. Ace is passing, I'm homebound.
Excellent.
I say we could head north, maybe see if any royalty could give us any more information.
You wouldn't happen to know where we could find said palace, do you?
Well, I don't quite know the way. After all, we don't leave the village very often. However, if you would like, perhaps Artoa could show you the way. He is one of our only warriors, and one that has traveled across the wasteland quite often, and could give you a safe path.
You have Artoa here?
Certainly. Every village must have someone to guard them.
Malice sits up a little straighter and almost looks slightly on edge.
The old man doesn't notice.
Borella does, however.
Yup.
You don't sound too happy with this information. I won't pry, but...
Malice says nothing.
Okay.
Alright, well, I stand up first and slowly walk toward the door. Y'all coming?
You don't want to do anything else in here?
Not me in particular.
You can always come back as well.
Malice just gives the best kind of, like, a grunt of thanks, but without actually saying the word that he can do.
The elder just smiles and gives you a wave.
Be seeing you, and we head out the door.
Okay. Alright, you're back in the village. What would you like to do?
I'm ready to head north out of said village, but what would you guys like to do?
I mean, I guess if we really need to, we could talk to Vatoa for more information, but...
It couldn't hurt to have someone familiar with the area.
You don't know the way, after all.
Yeah, as much as I hate to admit it.
I'd rather not get lost, that's for sure.
You know what? I can't argue with any of those points. Let's go find the Toa.
Alright. You get the whole village to explore. Where are you going?
We don't know where he is, do we?
Oh, we should have asked for that, shouldn't I should have pried, but the moment he said Toa, I was just like, nope, that's it, we're done. Fuck that.
Be like, by the way, where can we find y'all's Toa? And what's their name?
The elder peeks his head over and just gives you a wave. Oh! That's Toa Argalome! He's probably meditating in the center of the village.
Awesome. Thank you.
Alright, we have our heading.
You're already basically right there.
Is the center of the village where that, like, giant statue is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will start walking toward said statue.
Alright.
We can use this as a baseline.
You stand at the center of the village before a large statue, a warrior clad in plates of brown and red terracotta armor. It stands at least 2 heads taller than even you, Borella. Give me an aware check.
Okay. Nope, that was not a roll, that was a drop. There we go. Oh, that is a 2 and 4. Okay, 4 altogether.
4 altogether? You still pass.
Sweet.
The statue looks down at you and speaks in a deep but warm voice. Hello, travelers. What brings you to my village?
Whoa.
It's obvious that he was sleeping and you woke him, but he insists he was meditating.
Apologies for the disturbance. We just have a few questions about directions, I say, stammering over my words.
Ah, I see. Adventurers. Where are you headed to?
I gesture over to Malice. You wanna take the reins on this one?
No.
We're looking to head up to the castle.
Ah, the path to the castle is long and dangerous, and I strongly recommend stopping by the other villages on your route. Otherwise, the journey will be extremely long and extremely painful for you.
I'm used to pain.
Well,
exhale sharply.
I'm not certain you're strong enough to survive on your own out there. Especially in the Salt Flats. They are home to many beasts and bandits far less friendly than I. Care to convince me that you're worthy?
If it means I get to beat up on you, sure.
Alright. Would you heroes desire to spar with Toa Argalome?
Malice preps his arm in the blade shape and is raring to go.
I draw my hammer.
Borella's, like, very hesitant, but, like, slowly grabs her spear.
All right. Everybody, roll initiative. Argalome is very excited. He lets out a deep, hearty laugh as he prepares for combat. It seems that he hasn't had a good challenge in quite some time.
So initiative is dodge, right?
Yes. I got a 6.
It's d12 plus dodge.
I got a 4.
All right, that's an even number, so you go first.
No. 5. 5.
Never mind. You get a 5. You just get a plain 5.
12.
All right. Well, Argalom rolled a 1, so...
Getting slow, old man.
He laughs once again. Whatever you say, kid.
Malice is definitely looking a little bit more almost animalistic.
Mm-hmm.
I look over at Tatdak, concerned, like, silently pointing at Malice, shrugging my shoulders.
Tatdak's not paying attention at all. Tatdak's getting a little bloodthirsty and goes roars and goes heads and runs at the Toa and swings at him with their hammer.
Alrighty.
Oh!
Go ahead and roll to attack. What'd you get?
I just rolled a nat 12, so a 15.
Oh, hot dang. Hot dog. And if I remember correctly, you have a great hammer, which means I'm forced to dodge, yes?
Forced to dodge, yes.
All right. So I'm forced to dodge. My dodge is minus 2.
Ooh.
Oh, I never put him in chat.
No, you did not.
Let me do that real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't even know we don't know what our opponent looks like.
I just know he's bigger than me, and that's concerning.
He's real big.
Oh, dear goodness. That is a unit.
You know
like
it.
Like a Starscream-looking motherfucker.
Like, if that's a unit, that's a kilometer.
Excellent. I can't believe I almost forgot to do that. Okay, so I rolled a 5 minus 2. That's a 3, so you super-duper hit.
So that's 11 damage.
11 damage. My minus resistance is 2. So that's 9 points of damage. Hot dog! Who's up next?
I rolled a 5.
I got a 6.
So yeah, so I'm after.
Alright, Malice.
I'm trying to figure out what Malice would do in this situation, because part of me is like, would Malice go for the blaster, or would he let his rage just get him to do the melee, and I'm thinking the melee.
I was about to say, to be fair, you did say animalistic, so...
There's also the elemental attack.
No, Malice is not in the right headspace to throw rocks at this man. Also, this man is probably made of rock.
Oh yeah, he's wearing armor made of, like, pure brick.
Wait. Well, no. Would I be able to fuck with his armor?
It would just count as a regular elemental attack.
Oh, okay. That's just the flavor of how I do it. No, exactly. Malice is absolutely going to run with unbridled rage with his arm blade.
Okay. Go ahead and roll to hit. I am going to block.
I went ahead and put that 1 pip into prowess, so that's going to be an 11.
Hot damn!
Mm-hmm.
You successfully hit. My block is strength plus resistance, which is 4 plus 2, which is 6. So, yikes bedikes. What's your weapon strength?
My damage is 5.
Well, my block was 6, so you hit, but it doesn't actually do any damage.
Malice gets angrier.
And after Malice does, I'm going to go ahead and turn around and we never bluff and strike him again for 5 more damage with no block or dodge.
Right in the spine. How much do you say?
5 minus passive resistances.
I have a resistance of plus 2. So that'll be 3 points of damage?
Yep.
All right. Well, golly gee, that's a lot of hits.
All right.
All right. Now it is Argalom's turn, finally. In a booming voice, he calls out as loud as he can. I call upon the element of mud. From the ground, he takes a large ball of clay and forms it into a great hammer and makes an attack against Tatdax.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, no?
Well, I guess that's not... Is that an elemental attack?
No, I'm just summoning a weapon. Because he has no other weapons otherwise.
You read my mind, though.
It's just some flavor.
Aw, I wanted to just go, nope. Okay.
It's just big hammer.
So I have to dodge because it's a hammer.
Alright.
Good thing I have a +3 to dodge.
So I have D12 plus prowess. My prowess is 0, so just a naked D12. What'd you say your dodge is?
I just rolled a 10.
Oh, come on, come on. I got a 4. The attack misses. Dang. All right, back to the top.
All right. Well,
I forget. Who's at the top again?
It would be me, but we skipped Marcy, didn't we?
Nope.
Oh, goodness.
No, we didn't. I don't believe we did.
Okay, I'm just losing it. Okay, cool. Let's go.
I was going to say, I don't remember Marcy actually doing a thing.
I don't either.
Wait, did you do a thing?
I don't think I did, but I'm not positive. I'm too busy worrying about this effing giant.
We'll say you zoned out and snap back into it. You can go ahead and take a turn, but now you're at the bottom of initiative.
That's fine.
Okay, cool. Well, then it's my go, and we're going to...
Let's let Barala take a turn, since she forgot.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
All right, well, if that's the case, then I would like to do electrified spear.
Oh, attacking with the spear. I am once again going to attempt to block. Go ahead and roll.
Okay. All right, that is... Oh, it's a 4 altogether.
Plus your prowess.
Oh, my prowess. It's 3.
You super duper do not get a hit in. Argalum just shoulders it off. I believe it is Tatdak's turn.
I'm gonna run at him again and take another swing with my big ass hammer.
Okie doke. I'm forced to dodge, so give me a roll.
I just rolled a natural 1, so 4.
No.
Oh no.
No.
I got floor dice too. No, it's spreading.
Oh.
All right. What is your final total number?
4.
I got a 2. So you hit.
Even with the natural 1?
I rolled a 4 with a minus 2, so I'm down to 2.
All right.
You
cool.
hit.
So I still do 11 points of damage, I guess.
Which is 9, so that puts me at... Oh, yikes. Damn. He's taken too many hits from the hammer. Ah, dear. Toa Argalone pants, exhausted, and takes a knee. Well met, adventurers. With skills like these, I'm sure you will do just fine out there. Let me show you the way. By any chance have you got a map on you?
Nope.
I jump up and pull the tapestry out of my bag. I think I do.
Excellent. Let me see.
I hand over the tapestry, straying it out to where it's, like, flattened out.
You didn't think to show that to the Elder?
Argalom mutters a little bit, then summons a little bit of clay from the ground to use as ink, and marks upon your tapestry map the Village of Clay, the Salt Flats, and the Village of Wheat.
Congratulations, you made dirt.
I look over at Malus. You can't make positive of anything, can you?
Not when there's fucking Toa around.
Argalom hands the map back to Barala with a smile. Good luck out there.
And you don't have... You only mark the villages. Do you know where the castle is?
Those trade routes are too far for me to be allowed to go. There's a limit to how far I could stray from my village. After all, I am its guardian. And the safety of all of the villagers of Clay is my responsibility.
Only the ones that follow the rules, am I right?
I cut my eyes.
I'm very good at following rules.
Malus just scoffs and turns away.
All right.
We're sorry about him. Appreciate the help.
Sure, anytime. Let me know if I can do anything for you.
Any questions from the two of yous?
Nope.
Malus is silent.
Seems that we're all set.
All right.
Wait, Kat, did you have a question?
No, that was my one question.
Oh, okay.
Where the fuck's the castle?
Where the fuck's the castle, bitch?
You have any interest in traveling around in here while you're still in the village?
Anything look interesting, or should we just move on?
I mean, the statue we passed on the way in just...
was Argalome.
So, it might be worth it to take a second glance. Where at, though?
Mind taking another look around? Let's go.
You've spoken to the merchant. You've spoken to Argalome. You've spoken to the elder. I suppose if you want, you could go back there if you have more questions. The foreman's just kind of dealing with his problem. You chatted with the miners up on the cliff. Those kids are hanging out.
You know, honestly, given the earlier interaction, it might be best if we see if we can, I don't know, maybe see if they can have another kid introduced to their village or something. You know, from... Oh, wait, that's right. We can't take the kid through the woods.
Nope.
Okay, then I'm out of ideas.
Did we ever talk to that brick person about maybe trying to help them with their forge? Was it that they can't light a fire or they have too much water in their forges?
It's sopping wet and they can't get a fire started.
Borala, what's your mask?
My mask is water. Yeah, let's go over and talk to the foreman real quick.
Okay, we're going back to the brickyard. The foreman looks at you. Back again already?
Yeah. I would like to know a little bit more about the problem you're having at work. I overheard a little bit, but didn't want to pry into your business.
Proceeds to pry into business.
Well, we had a huge storm the other night, and all of our equipment is soaking wet. It takes time to dry off, especially with the way the soil is around here. And as it stands, we just are having the darndest time trying to get a fire lit so we can start making bricks again. After all, we have a quota to meet.
Alright, so am I able to use my water mask to remove the water?
You're going to attempt to remove the moisture from the ground and from the forges.
Yes.
Okay, if you would like, you may spend one reserve and then roll an elemental attack. I do have a DC in mind, and if you meet it, then you will be successful.
Okay, so I will use one and make my elemental attack.
With whatever die you normally use.
Yeah, 12.
You have a D12 for your elemental attack?
No. Mine's a... Which one is mine?
I think you have an 8.
Yeah, it is an 8. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and roll an 8, and let's see what you get.
Okay. I call upon the element of water. 4.
4. Just enough.
Oh, thank goodness.
You successfully suck all the moisture out of the air, out of the soil, out of the whole area, leaving it arid and dry. The forges relight, and all of the workers cheer. The foreman aggressively shakes your hand, thanking you, and gives you one clear and one dull crystal as a reward.
Nice, let me mark that down. Got one clear and one dull. Or wait, you said one clear and...
One dull.
Okay, yeah, one and one, alright.
$6, yay.
I've been turning that over in my head since we talked to them.
What?
That, I'm like, wait, is the problem that we need fire or we need water?
There's multiple solutions to anything. You didn't cross the river the way I thought you were gonna.
What do you think we were gonna do?
My original idea was gonna make like an ice bridge for all of us, but everybody wanted to Spider-Man across, so... I just...
Excuse you, I Mr. Fantastic across. It was cool.
It was cool, it was pretty cool.
I don't need no elemental shit. I can survive on my own, thank you very much.
The problem is, Malice is stoic and, you know, an edgelord. The problem is, Melz wants to do cool, stupid shit.
I mean, Malice is a showman, if nothing else, so it does work.
All right. You kind of had your encounter there.
Yep.
Glad that I could help.
What's next?
Y'all want to go to the salt mine? I mean, not salt mine, salt flats?
Yeah, what's the next closest town?
All right. Heading out. A few hours pass. You make good time as you cross the salt flats. No obstacles, no enemies, just flat, barren terrain as far as the eye can see. The clouds thankfully shield you from what could have been an unbearable heat wave. When the sun sets, the air starts getting cold and you all start getting tired. It's probably time to set up camp for the night. And every camp needs a campfire.
Okay. So,
Are either of you all going to use your elemental magic, or should I just go ahead and light us a fire?
I don't know if you've noticed, but I've never seen somebody try to start a fire with two rocks.
I mean, I have. That's literally what I'm about to do.
I don't think ice is very flammable itself either, so I think it might be up to you there, Tat.
Okay, I'm gonna gather some material, and while it's technically not in my pack, would it be safe to assume I have some flint and steel on me?
You could probably make do with the equipment you have. If you're gonna do that, give me a logic roll.
9.
That's enough. You go ahead and get the fire started.
Rock, spark.
You hit two rocks together, and flint makes spark, makes fire. Well done. All right. Before you all turn in for the night, I'm going to give you each 2 turns to do whatever you want. You can eat, heal yourselves up, meditate, work on the puzzle box, anything you want.
Do we need to eat? Question mark?
Yes, you are alive.
Let's see. I am going to take out my sketchbook, and we're doing, like you said, 2 rolls, right?
Yeah, you take 2 turns to do just whatever.
Okay, I just want to take out my sketchbook and doodle a little bit.
Sure.
Should we eat? Question mark?
You probably all should eat. If you want to recover your HP overnight and your elemental
desserts.
Question
number 2, do we have food? Question mark.
I believe all of you have rations.
Yes.
And a certain someone has some smoked meats.
I actually do not have rations.
Oh. Well, thankfully your teammates do, so.
I have a lot of other shit.
So, can I give Tadek some of my rations if needed?
Sure, you break off like a stale cracker or something.
Do I actually need the rations, though, if I don't need to heal?
You're gonna be hangry in the morning.
Okay.
Wait, is hunger like an actual like status condition? I forgot.
No, it's not, but do you really want to starve yourself for no reason? You've got food, and it's not expensive to buy more the next time you run into a merchant.
I mean, you say that I currently have $0, so...
Well, the rest of your team can help you out.
I aggressively shove rations into Tat's lap. I'm not asking, I'm telling.
You really are the mom of this group, huh?
Tat grumbles, starts munching.
Malice is kind of sitting off in the distance, just pensive.
Mm-hmm.
Malice is almost like begging somebody to ask what was that in the city center.
Oh no, Borella's already walking over there as we speak. But I stand over you with my, while you're sitting, I stand up with my arms crossed over my chest, and I was like, would you maybe want to fill us in on that a little bit?
Don't know what there is to fill in. Toa protect the ideas of the ruling class, but claim to be good. They only protect the citizens who follow the arbitrary backwards-ass rules set by the elders.
Speaking from personal experience, are we?
No.
Well, whilst I cannot fault you for your views, if, you know, just by happenstance, we could maybe rein that in just a little bit to not possibly get an entire town on top of us, that'd be real ideal.
I'll try to make an attempt.
Hugh, I say happily and, like, more or less prance off back over.
Before you do, Matlis, I almost just forgot my own name for a second.
Oops. That's why I saw your quick reference.
Yeah, unfortunately I have Audacity open before that. Anyway, one moment. Before you get up, Malice is gonna ask, why were you chosen for this mission?
I stop, not turning around, just kind of looking off into the stars. I've been asking myself that already, but I'm just assuming that I'm here to keep you two running at this point until I get more information myself. Following orders, more or less.
Wait, so you were just told out of nowhere you're going and nothing else?
I was filled in that we had problems, but obviously already this appears to be a little bit deeper than what I was expecting to get into. But yeah, for lack of better terms, I'm just here because I was told to be.
You didn't have to win a contest or anything to be sent here? Be chosen?
No, but I found it funny that there wasn't anything like that, because I'm just a butcher and a cook. I have enough combat skills to take down an animal. That's about it.
Out of character, real channeling that I'm just here so I don't get fined energy.
Yes. I just work here.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Malice just kind of sighs for a second. We had a contest on Coalhole. Whoever killed this boar of an animal was chosen, and, you know, I killed the boar, I got chosen. That's all there is to it. Nothing more.
Well, I mean, it sounds like we couldn't have gotten a better choice for the gig then. I mean...
Is that sarcasm?
Not in the slightest.
Hmm.
Though I will say, it does seem to be weighing on you a little bit more than I would imagine a situation like that would. Or a competition, rather.
At that point, Malice just kind of turns away and says no more.
And on that note, I'll take my leave back to the fire. If you need anything, we're steps away. I slowly walk off to back to the campsite where my bedroll's laid out at.
Okie doke. Anybody else have any particular actions they want to do?
Oh, good. I know, Malice, before we do all that, can Malice ask Borala for a puzzle box so that he can try to open it?
You can ask? What'd you say, Borala?
I hesitantly take it out of my pocket, or out of my bag. I don't see why not. I hand it over and kind of, like, look at it as I'm doing so, just kind of memorizing where all the pieces are before I hand it off.
Okay.
You think you can handle it?
Being a hunter and not being around people requires certain skills that require a certain amount of dexterity and precision with the mind.
I've got a very special set of skills.
Listen, it takes a lot of knowledge. You, as a butcher, you know that it takes a lot of knowledge and insight and deft hands to be able to make use of a carcass.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I'll leave you to it, then.
Malice is going to try for via puzzle box.
Okay. Go ahead and roll logic. Give yourself a +2, because the elder back of the village of play gave you a hand.
Alright. Okay. So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Every single roll of logic I have done, despite having 2 pips in it, has been a 3.
Then don't do that again.
No. You said it was a +2 in addition to what I already had?
Yes.
That's a 5.
5 total?
Yeah.
Still jammed.
Malice is still too, not full of himself, trapped in thought to be able to properly focus.
Whatever you say. You sure you're not just stumped?
I can be stumped because I'm literally dealing with complex emotions from seeing a Toa.
Sure. Okay. Anybody else got any other actions they want to take?
I'm good on mine. I've fed one member and tried to talk down another.
You really are the mom of the group. I love it.
My job.
Everyone's good?
Yep.
All right. Before you all go to bed, everyone give me an aware check.
Oh, fuck. Natural 12. And then it's a 13.
Okay.
7.
That's going to be an 11.
What'd you got, Kat?
7.
7. All right. Borala, a rustling sound from the bushes behind you draws your attention, and you turn to see a rock wolf emerge from behind them. Its back is armored in jagged gray stones, and its fur is flowing in white. The sound of the conversation, the light of the campfire, and the smell of your food must have drawn it in. It eyes each of you down with a look both wary and cautious. What will you all do?
So, I didn't ever say I was going to eat, so I still have rations.
Okay.
I'm going to try to feed it.
You're going
to
try and feed the wolf?
Yes.
All right. Roll charm.
Do I get a bonus because I have food and I'm giving it food?
You might.
Okay. That's gonna be an 11, actually.
Give yourself +3.
It's gonna be a 14.
All right. The rock wolf seems at ease and walks over to your campfire, sitting amongst your company as if it always belonged there. Malice, you earn 2 pips. And a wolf.
I have a wolf now.
You've got the party has a new member.
You've got a doggo.
Malice is just petting the dog and is just like, you. Animals are better than people in every way. They don't abandon you. They don't hurt you. He's saying this all this under his breath, but not trying to keep it completely concealed.
The rock wolf stares up at you.
We know how you feel on that at this point.
The rock wolf stares up at you with a completely vacant gaze. It has no idea what you're saying, and there's nothing happening between its ears.
I did my bedroll just kind of like watching this unfold.
Can you put pips into elemental attack still?
Sure, yeah.
What does that do?
Increases which type of die you use.
Okay, I'll put 1 pip in that and 1 pip in logic.
Okay, you're up by 1 in logic, and your d6 goes to a d8.
Yay.
Alright, party decision, what are you naming the wolf?
I think it's Malice's decision.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with it.
Yeah, I second that motion.
Alright, what are you naming the wolf?
Shit, I don't know.
I want a name, it doesn't have a name.
Listen, it's my wolf.
I say from my bedroll, why not name it Rocky?
No. Maybe I'll just name it Stone.
Stone?
Stone seems kind of badass and edgy.
Malice and Stone?
Yeah.
Alright, Stone the Wolf. Get your pencil and paper ready, because I'm going to give you stats on it. You're going to have to play this character from now on in addition to your usual, especially in combat scenarios.
You got a wolf. Congratulations. Here's more work.
Yes.
Pets are always more
work. Pets are always more work. Yeah.
I know.
You ready?
Yes.
Strength +0. Dodge +0.
Ah.
Will, aware, and logic are all NAs. You just can't do those checks.
Hang on. Slow the hell down. I feel like that wolf should have an aware check for being able to, like, track shit.
Nope. Not this one. Not particularly smart.
I picked the dumb wolf.
You realize you just picked the wolf that just walked up to a camp and was like, I live here now. Nothing else. That's a dumb wolf.
Alright, Will, aware, logic, NA. Charm +3. It's a very likable wolf.
Gonna give the puss in boots eyes.
Incredible.
Prowess and resistance are each +2. HP is 25.
Okay.
No, your wolf will not carry anything larger than a stick. So don't try and use it as a pack animal.
I wouldn't dream of it, Stone.
All right.
That's what the horse we're gonna find is for.
Okie dokie. I think that's it for the night. The three of you finally drift off to sleep.
Actually, scratch that. That's what I'm for. In case y'all were not aware, I have a carry weight of a carry space of 80.
I have a carry space of 48 and I'm already at 46.
I have a space of 80 and I've only used 60 of it. I have 20 free. I am the pack animal.
Excellent.
I have 64.
With a long rest like this, you recover all of your elemental charges and half of your total HP.
Y'all took damage?
Which I believe those two would completely top both all three of you off.
Indeed.
Because you did not take much damage, because you mostly just yelled at everybody until they ran away.
Yeah, I got dropped to 38. That's the lowest.
Barely any damage. Y'all are hardy.
We strong.
I will say that much. Okay, let us continue.
We strong and don't do a lot of thunk.
Nope. At sunrise, you continue on your journey. After about an hour, you find yourselves approaching the edge of a plateau when you hear shouting and striking metal below. Dodge check for all of you.
Oh no.
Oh no.
What'd you roll?
I just rolled a 5.
Okay.
It's the d12, right?
Yes, plus your dodge.
That's gonna be a 2 for me.
Okay.
Oh,
I rolled a natural 12, and then I have 1
and an
dodge.
8 for stone.
Okay, good news. You just needed a 2.
Oh!
That was like overkill in my book now.
You stealthily approach the ledge and look down to see two large warriors fighting. One is clad in green armor and carries a heavy sword and shield. The other looks like a cobra wielding a polearm. Tatdax, you quickly pick up that they are speaking Kitket Kusht, the language of the Skull Warriors. The green one notices and yells out to you, Utash, Rotek Galor Kel. Cat, I am going to give you some Skull Warrior exclusive info in your DMs.
Oh boy.
What? Divulge what you will to your teammates. All right, gang. What will you do?
The green one needs our help. He needs our help. And I'm how far down are they?
Not that far. Maybe like 15, 20 feet. Enough that you wouldn't hurt yourself, like, kind of sliding down. It's not like a drop. It's more like a hill.
I'm gonna slide down, pull my hammer out, and run and join the fray. After just saying straight up, he needs help.
All right, let me drop two images in chat for you.
I'm just gonna look over at
Malice and be like, should we follow?
I don't know.
A shame we never got sets of these, but I get to use them now, so.
Oh yeah, no, I really wish these were sets. Oh my god.
The Cobra one especially, like, I would have gone back into G2 if they had that set.
That is fucking gorgeous. Anyway.
Freaking Soul Grinder and Demon Warrior.
I'm gonna look at Malice and be like, all I heard was something, something, green needs help, so I guess let's go. And instead of sliding off, I'm going to leap with my spear.
Okay. Everybody roll initiative.
Wait, I haven't slid down the cliff yet.
Roll anyway. You and your dog. You and your little dog, too.
I rolled a 2. Yes, I'm first.
9.
Let's see. Big Green over here got an 11, and Snake got a 10.
I got the same on both dice for me and Stone, so my dodge is going to be a 7, and Stone's is going to... my initiative is going to be a 7, and Stone's is going to be a 6.
Okay. I got 11 and 10 on mine.
Mm.
So who's got the highest?
It would be between the two of them, because I rolled an even, so I am first.
Okay, so you're first, and then the Demon Warrior, and then the Soul Grinder, and then the last three of you, I believe.
So in the future, it might be better for Sarah, since you're running the combat, for you to call through us, and that way you can write down who got what.
Smart. Let me do that real quick. Brala.
Oh, I got a 2, so...
20. you're always first. Malice.
Malice got a 7.
7. Stone.
Stone got a 6.
Got a 6. And, Tatdax.
Got a 9.
Got a 9. Okay. Brala, you're up first.
Okay.
What are you doing? Whomst are you attacking?
Well, whilst I'm free falling, I'm going to try to land on Soul Grinder with my spear.
Golly gee. Okay. Rolling an attack.
That is not good. That is it's 2 and then 4 add strength, right?
It is your prowess plus a d12.
Fucking prowess. Okay. Yeah. So that's 3.
I got a 7, so your attack misses. Little slippery bastard.
At least he's distracted for a second.
Alright, next is the Demon Warrior, who's also going to attack at the Soul Grinder. Let me roll the two of them. Prowess plus, let's say, 9 versus dodge. Ooh, that's a hit on Snake.
Yeah.
Snake!
Oh my.
Oh, okay. Deep breath. That was 9 minus 3 is 6 point of damage on Snake. Okay. Next is Tadak.
Time to snap on Snake. I'm a continue sliding forward, run forward, and swing my hammer at it.
Swinging hammer at Snake. I have to dodge. Good thing I'm good at dodging.
That's Snake, I would hope so.
That's most of what 12. Snake do. 12? Hot damn! let's see if I can beat that. Nope, that would be a hit. So you're
11 damage on the Snake.
Minus a resistance of 1. So that's 10 points of damage on the Snake. Okay. Alright. Malice, you're up.
I'm trying to remember how my blaster works. Is it I have to roll a d12 for each individual shot?
To keep it a little bit simpler, I'm just going to have you roll once and then do either a bunch of block rolls or a bunch of dodge rolls. Who are you tagging?
I'm going to target Snake.
Target Snake?
I'm targeting Solid.
All right. I'm going to dodge. Go ahead and roll yours.
That's going to be a 12.
Oh my god.
Dirty 12.
And it's what, 2 damage for each one? Are your weapon damage is what, 2 per hit?
It's 2x6, so I assume it's
so, so I gotta dodge 6. Yikes. Dodged 1. I get a nat 12. That's a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's a hit, so 2 minus 1. I take a point of damage. Whoop. Another point. Another point. Dodge the second one. And take one more point. Ouchies! No fun. Alright. Stone. Little wolfy boy. What you doing?
Oh, right. I'm Stone.
Yes, you are.
I assume Stone's only attack is just,
Just a melee bitey attack.
Okay. Malice is gonna give Stone a look, and then motion with his head, and kind of almost crack a smile, like motion with his head towards the Snake.
Mm.
And Stones just gets super excited and just starts running towards the Snake at Fetch. Full bore.
Oh my god, that is so cute.
Alright, so you're making a melee attack. I am, as per usual, going to attempt to dodge. Go ahead and roll.
That's a 6.
Well, dang, that's just barely enough to hit me. I rolled 2 plus 4. Okay, what's the damage on that there?
I don't think you actually told me what the damage on a bite attack is.
Oh, I think it's just like a, oh, I forgot to write that down. Let me check what that is real quick.
Sarah wasn't expecting me to befriend an animal this early on.
D8.
Ooh. Holy shit. Alright, give me a minute. Let me find a good D8. This one looks pretty. That's gonna be a solid 8.
Ouch! I take 7 points of damage. God dang.
Snake ain't looking too hot.
Good boy. Good boy, Stone.
You step on Snake.
Good boy, Stone.
Baralla, it is your turn.
Alright, so I missed the damn Snake. Alright, what do I want to do then from this point?
Snakes are cold-blooded.
They are. Cold-blooded indeed. I'm gonna try Electrify Spear again.
Okay. Go ahead and roll the hit. I'm going to attempt to dodge.
That is a 1.
Plus your prowess.
Which is 2.
I got a 7.
Come on!
He's a slippery little sucker.
Alright.
Call this man Liquid Snake with how he wrestles out of grasp.
More like fucking smoke.
Alright, time for the Demon Warrior.
And before that, I'm gonna use my We Don't Bluff and whack it for 5.
5 automatic damage.
Mm-hmm.
Do I get
minus
any
resistance?
Minus resistance. My resistance is 1. It's 4 damage. You knock it out clean.
Disgusting.
Had only 3 HP left.
My...
Just free hit.
Bitch.
That's wild.
Just got him on the backswing, I guess.
Yup.
Distracted and bonk.
Just like, who? This person has missed twice. Oh, hammer.
Maybe you haven't been practicing with... You need to put more points into prowess.
Yeah, I do. I have 2, which I'm probably about to put both into prowess, if you want me to be abundantly honest with you.
I never really got to do any hits with the Soul Grinder either, which is a shame, because not only did I have a hook staff that could steal your mask, but I also had hypnosis powers.
Oh my.
Oh, that would have been so fucking cool.
Definitely.
Because you know, oh. Snake.
Oh well, you'll have to do it on us another time.
Yes. Mm. All right.
Very much Jafar's staff.
The demon warrior approaches you. Thank you, warriors. With your help, this monster has been slain, and my brother's soul may finally rest in the realm of Octoraka. I am eternally grateful for your reinforcement.
You're quite welcome.
Each of you gain 1 pip in strength and 1 free pip.
All right. I'm definitely gonna. So now I have enough. I'm filling out prowess.
I went ahead and added one to prowess. P.
Okay.
I did 2 and also threw 1 in dodge. So I now have a +4 to prowess, a +4 to dodge, and a +4 to strength.
So I put 1 in dodge and I put 2 into prowess. So I've got, because I had the 2 from the last encounter and then the 1 that we just got. So I've got 3 prowess, 2 dodge. Look, all I'm right. Big. It's hard for me to move all that mass quickly.
Yeah. Well, okay. The Demon Warriors is kind of standing there.
Glad we could help. Do you think... actually, you know what? I better not pry into that. Good. Glad we were able to help.
I will appreciate you eternally.
You from around here?
No. I tracked down this assassin to this island to avenge my dead brother. Now that he's defeated, I'm going to return home to my family.
Assassin shaped like a snake. That's real. That's a little on the nose, don't you think?
I don't follow.
It's fine. It's fine.
Eh, forgive him. Jokes are not his strong suit. Yeah.
Fuck me, I guess.
Tatdax, if you want, you can chat privately with him.
I mean, I don't really have anything to say.
Okay. All right. Well, I suppose he'll be on his way, and you all will be on yours, eh?
Hang on. Do you? Hang on a second. Let me find Malice's voice a second. Do you know where the village is? Is the village far from here?
Oh, I think I saw a village right over that hill. He kind of points in a direction.
Malice nods his head and gives that same grunt of gratitude he gave Kama back in the village.
Mm. All right, good luck, travelers, and the demon warrior heads out.
All right,
do we see something in the top right saying someone will remember this? Are the actual consequences?
Stone will remember this.
All right. You crest a hill and finally see your destination. The salt has given way to rich soil, and farmland paints the landscape in green and gold. In the distance, you can make out some buildings and Akoshans walking about. You have arrived at the Village of Wheat. Thank you for listening to the Dice in Progress podcast. For more information, you can find us at diceinprogress.com or on Blue Sky at dicepod.bisky.social. You can follow me on Blue Sky at friggin.bisky.social.
You can find me at mels-adair at bisky.social.
You can find me on the Fediverse at puzzler at zoner.work and on Blue Sky at puzzler.bsky.zoner.work. I also stream on Twitch at twitch.tv/puzzler995.
Dice in Progress is not affiliated with Red Star Games, but we would like to shout them out for developing the system we've played today. You can find them at redstargames.org to support their work and download Heroes of the Stars to play yourselves. Until next time, keep rolling!